pretty dangerous to get up north or even back to the Bear. They're right there on King Chase, you know, Salt Rock, stuff like that. Like if I pull a fish from out of the lake and it's cold weather, that fish it's going to freeze in 10 minutes or 5 minutes. The way we keep warm is try not to use too much clothing, like airtight too much, because sometimes you gotta be very careful not to sweat. In a stormy day, like your face get moist, like in a blizzard, and you can start freezing, or you can have a frostbite. People use the caribou skin, caribou mitts, polar bear skin pads, caribou parka, caribou pads and comics, boots. We try to use everything out of that animal we catch. It can be caribou, polar bear, muskrat, seal, or even the fish. We mostly try to have country food in our house to feed the family. These country food, they last longer than store-bought. My favorite country food is seal and polar bear, caribou. We get the vitamins from the fat. It can keep you warm after the winter. Back in the woods, that's what they mostly eat. And that's what I learned from. Hunting seal, it's a lot of patience. Sometimes you miss the seal, and it's not going to go back till in all of like 4 days. We try to live our best living up north. There's some people that speak English most of the time, like when they don't know how to speak in Inuktu, like myself. Mostly the elders that speak in Inuktu. For caribou is tuktu, seal is natjik, fish is ikalu, also polar bear is nano. Peoples are Inuk, and white peoples are kabluna. We trying to get that Inuit language back because youth and elder, they don't understand what they're saying. And we also learning youth to do more drum dancing. We try to keep it still going. Drum dancing is a lot of fun.
Welcome to all museums,
like, celebration.
Why not make the most of your visit?
It would be nice
but
if you come and visit up north.
Your friendly volunteer, Janet, will tell you more about the early history of the house, its architecture, the Armada portraits by Elizabeth I, and other paintings from the permanent collection. I went to $15. To join this tour, please make your way to the admissions desk at the Collins House.
might be there. Without international agreement, there could be a free-for-all. It's too expensive to mine there at the moment, but that could change. The beautiful environment in Antarctica could be at risk. Shouldn't it be protected?
Seven nations have already made claims to parts of Antarctica on the basis of exploration in the past and geographical locations. The question is, if there are valuable resources in the Antarctic, to whom do they belong? Over to you. Should anyone own the Antarctic?
Is like Antarctica in miniature, so the range of colours there is not like you see in TV documentaries in some ways. It's not just white and barren, there's green, with moss banks and browns and greys and mushrooms. So it's a whole palette of colours. And that combined with the wildlife makes it just a spectacular place to be. I was really surprised by the colour of the penguin. It's actually bright pink, so much so that you can see it from space and satellites. So we're using it as a way of working out where the penguins are. Antarctica has a massive range of sounds, so if you're working with penguins like I do, you experience the cacophony of noise that is in penguin colony. So there's always one individual that's got a big post in their one's nest, so they're making lots of noise and go away. And then there's the pure silence as soon as you step away from that, and hearing absolutely nothing, which is something that you really don't get usually in the real world. And penguins followed me around the colony most of the day, and when I sat down, I couldn't get my shoelaces because I wanted to work out what this big orange penguin was. It was a really special moment. No day is the same in Antarctica. We have to do lots of different jobs as we're the only 8 people who can use Mars around. Some days you're the plumber's assistant in the morning, you're a field assistant in the afternoon collecting whale bones from the beach, and then in the evening you might be the chef cooking dinner for everyone. So you have to wear lots of different hats when you're working in Antarctica. Antarctica is a unique and passive place, and maintaining its beauty and protecting it from the future is something that's really vital. The wildlife there and the landscape is found nowhere else in the globe, and losing this would actually have a massive impact on the rest of the world. Being one of the few people that gets to go to Antarctica is a real privilege, and it's something that's going to be for the rest of my life.
Good morning, and welcome to Rock Museum Scratch. Why not make the most of your visit by joining the treasure tour of the National Maritime Museum? Your friendly guide Lynn will take you around the galleries and share some fascinating stories. The treasure tour will begin in 10 minutes. The cost is £3.50 with concessions for children and students.